Good afternoon. My name's Kevin Murphy. I'm the chief of Clayton Police Department. Spelling on that is K-E-V-I-N-M-U-R-P-H-Y. I have a brief statement to give, and then I'll take questions. At 9:48 a.m., Clayton police officers responded to a call for a gunshot wound, possibly self-inflicted, in the 7100 block of Wydown Boulevard, the residence of Missouri State Auditor Thomas White. Responding paramedics attended to the victim, who was identified as Mr. Schweik. Following on-scene treatment, Mr. Schweik was conveyed by Clayton Fire Department personnel to Barnes Trauma Center, where he was subsequently pronounced deceased from a single gunshot wound. Clayton detectives are conducting an investigation, and an autopsy is pending. That concludes the statement. I'll take questions now.
Chief, Mike Rush for Channel 5. Does it look like a suicide?
There is nothing to suggest anything other than that at this point. We are conducting a thorough investigation, and we're doing what we would do in any similar circumstance. Everything at this point suggests that it is an apparent suicide.
And Chief, was there a suicide note?
I don't have that information at this time.
Is there anything he was facing that your department's looking into that might have made him feel there was no way out?
No, sir.
Who else was in his home?
I'm sorry?
When your officers arrived at the scene, other than the auditor, who else was in the home?
There was at least one other family member in the residence at the time that we were called.
Wife, a child?
I'm not going to discuss that at this point.
Did you say it was a shot to the head?
I didn't say that.
Was it a shot to the head?
There was a single gunshot wound, and I'm not going to be any more specific right now. There's an autopsy being conducted, and I'll wait.
What type of gun was it?
That also I won't talk about.
Chief, can you say if he had reached out to anybody through email or text or any way prior to this, indicating what he was going to do?
This is part of our investigation. Family and friends we are talking to, and I want to make it clear that at this point, everyone is cooperating with our investigation.
Have there been other calls for police response to that address in the previous days or weeks?
Not to my knowledge.
Chief, was there any indication of drugs or alcohol out in the open at the scene at the time of the death?
I don't have that specifically available to me. I will say this, that that's something from an autopsy. We would learn that information, but I don't have anything to suggest that he did.
Can you say anything that just addresses the burning question of motive or how you will go about determining motive at this point?
Well, that's what the investigation is for. We talk to family and friends and make our determination from that, and this is an ongoing investigation. Everything at this point suggests that the reason we were called there is the reason that it is what happened.
Have family members said anything that he had been depressed?
We're still investigating that, talking with family and friends, and I don't have that for your availability at this time.
Same goes, Chief, for any sort of history of mental illness that you're aware of?
I'm not aware of that, no.
Was the weapon his?
I'm not aware of that.
What type of weapon was it?
I'm not going to disclose that at this point. We're still conducting the investigation, and the autopsy is pending.
Is it
a handgun?
Can we say it's a pistol?
It is a handgun.
Chief, will you be investigating whether anyone was making any political threats to smear his name or release information that might have been behind something like
this? We don't have any evidence to suggest that at this point, but again, we do a thorough investigation, and that would include all information that we are told that we can develop through the course of our investigation, whatever that might give us. But I want to make it clear that everything we know at this time is that it is an apparent act at Mr. Schweik's own hand, and family is cooperating with our investigation. I'll take one more question.
I know you said it appears to be a suicide. How do you know it's not an accident or an accidental discharge of a firearm or someone handling a firearm? Maybe you could shed some light on that.
What we know at this point suggests an apparent suicide. Again, I'll take you back to what I said before. We conduct a thorough investigation. We talk to everyone who was there. We look for all the encompassing information from family and friends. We look at the autopsy results, and we go from there. And so we're moving forward with that information available to
us. You're still waiting on the autopsy,
yes? Yes, my understanding is that that will be at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Did he die at the house or at the hospital?
My understanding is that he was pronounced deceased at Barnes Trauma. Thank you very much.